Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, today's a big day. Today we celebrate a very special relationship. Today we give thanks to that one who has loved us in a remarkable way. Today is Trinity Sunday. Yes, of course, I know it's also Father's Day, and we thank God for all the loving dads in the world. But I think it's appropriate that Trinity Sunday and Father's Day fall on the same day this year. Not only because God the Father is in the Trinity, but more importantly because of relationships. Right? This is what the Trinity is all about. Right? Some people think the Trinity is a puzzle to be solved. Like, how does 1 plus 1 plus 1 equal 1? Or, like, since Jesus is God, does that mean he gives a Father's Day card to himself? Dear me, happy Father's Day, love me. Yeah, you're not going to find that in a Hallmark card. Right? The Trinity is not a puzzle to explain. It's a relationship to experience. In our very short gospel reading today, we hear Jesus talk about how all that the Father has is his, and how the Holy Spirit will take what he's received from the Father and declare it to you. It's four verses, and it's kind of confusing, but it's still really good, because it's all about relationships. Think of it this way. Has anyone ever told you, "You remind me a lot of your dad"? Right? There is something about you that shows them who your dad is. Like, I never met my grandfather, my dad's dad. He died before I was born. But from the stories I've heard about him, he sounded pretty cool. He was a hard worker, liked building things. He was a quiet man who took care of his family. And some people, like my mom, have told me that my dad is a good reflection of him. So I never met my grandfather, but I know my dad. So I know my grandfather through him. The Trinity is sort of the same way. Right? None of us got to meet Jesus in person like the original disciples did. But the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us today. So if we know the Spirit, we know Jesus. And Jesus is the incarnate God. So if you want to know what God is like, then you look at Jesus. So the Trinity is not about how 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1, or how Jesus sends himself a Father's Day card. It's more about the experience of being in relationship with God. And we understand being in relationship, like with our own fathers, and how important and meaningful those kind of relationships are. For example, on March 23rd of 2018, the small business magazine Inc. ran an article called "Five Simple Ways to Discover Who Your Real Friends Are and Who's Just Pretending." And we could say not just friends, but the real people who love you. And here's what they said. First, real friends help you celebrate your accomplishments. Rather than become jealous of your successes, they're thrilled when you shine. Second, they listen and support you when you're in pain or in hardship. They're not the fair weather friends. They'll be with you when the going gets tough. Third, they ask you meaningful, thought-provoking questions that others don't. They're not satisfied with just polite chit-chat. They want you to contemplate your values in life. Fourth, they listen deeply rather than waiting to talk about themselves. For many of us, listening just means waiting for your turn to speak. But these people give you the space to be genuinely heard. And fifth, they challenge you to grow. And they grow with you. So basically, they inspire you and you inspire them. Now, for some of you, maybe I just described your dad. Maybe your dad celebrates your accomplishments, supports you, asks you meaningful questions, listens to you, and challenges you to grow. But on the other hand, maybe your dad does not do those things. All right, some fathers are abusive or absent. Some fathers simply don't do a good job of showing God's love to their kids. Or perhaps your dad did those things for you, but he's died. So maybe this Father's Day is not a pleasant day for you. You understand that other people are happy and celebrating, and you don't want to take that away from them. But deep down, today kind of feels like a hard day for you. Because you don't have that close relationship. Either because you never had it, or because you used to have it and don't have it anymore. So then what? Do you just have to suffer in silence while everyone else is happy today? No. Because the dads who show God's love to their kids are simply reflecting what the triune God does for all of us all the time. Or to put it a different way, even if you don't have a dad you're celebrating today, God is always here with you and always in relationship with you. God celebrates your accomplishments. God supports you. God asks you tough questions. God listens to you. And God challenges you and inspires you. Even if your experience of human relationships is broken or different than others, remember that the triune God is always here with you. And always here for you. God is always in relationship with you. Sometimes we forget that. Right? Yes, we talk about how God loves us, but deep down, sometimes it still feels distant and removed. Like we can't exactly call God on the phone and talk about our problems. Right, yes, of course, we can pray, and prayer is a good thing. But sometimes we get frustrated when we don't get immediate feedback. Like talking to somebody on the phone. You can't FaceTime God. But even so, remember that your Father is not the only one who can share God's love with you. If your dad didn't do a good job of that, or if your dad has died, there are still others in your life who remind you that God loves you. Like I've heard stories of people who said, I never experienced love from my earthly father. So when I found out how much my heavenly father loved me, it changed my life. And they found that experience of love through other people. And so when people share the love of God, then that's the Spirit at work. When the Spirit is at work, that's Jesus being revealed to us. When Jesus is revealed to us, then we see his Father. In other words, the Trinity is alive and well. So rather than saying, you remind me a lot of your dad, Maybe a better compliment is, you remind me a lot of God. Or, I can see Jesus in you. The God whose very nature is relational is seen in the love others give to you and in the love you give to others. And you don't have to be a father or even a man to show that kind of love. Right? Sure, today we thank the men in our lives who do that, but there are plenty of loving women in the world too. You all share God's love, whether you're a father or not. And you show it because you are a beloved son or a beloved daughter of a very loving God. And so, as I said, today is a big day. Today we celebrate a very special relationship, one unlike any other. Today we give thanks for the one who loves us in a remarkable way. Today is Trinity Sunday. And no one, not even our dads, can love us the way God does. So in the name of the one who reveals the Father to us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.